Have you ever had somebody in your life that just drives you nuts? Like somebody, maybe it's at work or maybe in your own family, that just day in and day out, they consistently just drive you crazy. And maybe something that somebody else says wouldn't bother you, but then they say that exact same thing and it just irks you. It seems like if there's a remote control to your life, that they know the exact buttons to push to just drive you nuts. And when it comes to this challenge to love, it can be the hardest thing ever to love the people that drive us crazy. And how do we love in the way that the Bible calls us to love those that are really difficult to love? And one of my favorite things about Jesus is that he surrounded himself with people that were difficult to love. And even on his own crew and his own squad and the disciples, you had these people that were difficult to love, or they were difficult to love one another, right? I think of Simon the Zealot and Matthew the tax collector, right? That you had this guy who was a zealot who fundamentally, his life mission was this extreme anti-Rome political just extremist. And he lived his life with this passionate goal to say, we are against Rome. We're these extreme Jews that are gonna go, hey, we live to be anti-Rome. And then you have Matthew, a tax collector, who's literally benefiting from Rome against his own people, going, I live to line my pockets. And these two people had to figure out how do we love one another as Jesus's 12 disciples. But it really, to me, one of the most shocking moments is in a very familiar story. Chris Brown covered it recently on Good Friday, but it's in John chapter 13, where Jesus unfolds this scene of washing his disciples' feet and taking the role of a servant, really to define this word love. Later on in John chapter 13, he's gonna say, a new command I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. It wasn't a new command. It was a command that all of his disciples are familiar with, and yet the newness is found in Jesus' example, that he's just washed their feet. He's just wrapped a towel around his waist. He's just demonstrated to them, this is what love looks like. But the thing that's most shocking to me, that maybe we've heard before, and if you've heard it before, we need to be reminded of it on a daily basis, and maybe this story is unfamiliar, but the creator of the universe, the one that spoke the world into existence, gets down on his knees and takes the role of a servant by washing his disciples' feet. But it says this in verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place and asked this question, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for this is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you that you should do as I have done. Now that you know these things, you're blessed if you do them." And I really think a big part of Jesus' question of, do you understand what I've done for you, comes from the fact that he washed Judas's feet. And this blows my mind. In the very next section, he's going to talk about being betrayed by Judas, and Peter and John are going to have this funny conversation about who is it that is going to betray Jesus. But really, Jesus knew in this moment that Judas was going to betray him, and he still chose to serve him. And then he says this after the new command. He says, "You'll be known as my disciples. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciple if you love one another." And I think back to the seven deadly sins in the original kind of language, when these seven deadly sins started coming around the original church, the word for laziness or sloth was the word acedia. And in its truest form, acedia is being unwilling to do the hard work that love requires. And I think Jesus models right here, this is the hard work that love requires. It's easy to love those that are lovable. It's easy to love those that love us. And yet, how do we love the people that are annoying? How do we love the people that are hard to love? I think it only happens because Jesus modeled it first. And then because we were loved by him, we can turn around and love those around us that are challenging. Would we reject acedia, sloth? Not just that we wouldn't be lazy, that we'd be hardworking, but would we work hard to love those that are hard to love? Thanks, Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.